Thank you for being here. It is such an honor. Today we are concluding remote viewing North Pole because this is what the plan's gonna look like. So if you just came in, we're remote viewing North Pole part seven, and it's beautiful. You know, number seven and the goddess of seven that we just channeled. So seven's gonna complete it, and we're gonna be reviewing maps and seeing what else is to be discovered that we have not through our ancestors' past history. I have an incredible show today, so thank you for being here with us, whether you're watching it live or you're watching it later. I love you with all that I am. I'm so thankful for you for being part. Thank you for your support under Patreon and my Aura Practitioners Rising Phoenix Mystery School. It's a conclusion for sure of remote viewing North Pole because I already know, I'm already feeling Adolf Hitler's higher self talking to me. He's been talking to me, and we are definitely doing that next month, you all. So, yeah, this is going to be exciting and epic to unveil what's happening there. I also, something that if you look it up, it says that he didn't have any children, which is a lie, actually. He did have children. He had a daughter, and his daughter has began to come to me in my dreams, actually started coming to me. I've been holding on to this guy since 2022, actually. 2022, she's been coming to me, and I've been seeing through her eyes, and she's been showing me another perspective that no one has ever seen, you all. So that's who's really going to be, we are going to be communicating, surprise, his daughter. And she'll be telling us the truth because it turns out that his daughter was actually quite gifted. And it turns out that his daughter could talk to Adama and the inner earth. And this is why he spoke of the Aryan race. He wasn't talking about like Aryans here. He was talking about just like we read in the last video where we finished up, right? Olav's diary and General Byrd's diary, and they call themselves the Aryan race, the Aryan city. Wow. So what he was talking about was some of the information that his daughter had given to him, who was in full communications with the Aryan race, which was the Adama and the inner earth, where Olav and General Byrd ended up at, you all. It turns out that this era actually knew a lot more than we realize of the North Pole, of the inner Earth, and it took some period of time before they completely erased it. And yeah, so she'll be clarifying and helping us understand that perspective. It was a picture of Adolf Hitler, and he was walking with a little girl, you all. And they claim that he was walking with a little girl, holding hands with her, and that this little girl was one of the general's daughter. But why is he walking with her like he's her father? Interesting enough, y'all. So that's a little teaser to what's coming forth, and I'll see if I could find that image. So this little girl has been talking to me. Oh, well, yeah, he's definitely has a daughter at that point.
There's a lot of pictures, yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot of pictures of him and this little girl, y'all. Yeah, that is his daughter. And look at the way he's looking at her, and look at how happy she is. Look at how much love he's looking at her. Oh yeah, that's his daughter. So I'll give you a little teaser, y'all. Okay, so as back in 2022, I started seeing through her eyes. Okay. That's the one I had seen. Oh my God, she's so cute. I started seeing through her eyes. And interesting enough, so it felt like it, because I was seeing through her eyes, and I'll describe kind of like her. Again, a teaser. Okay. Look at that, y'all. Oh yeah, that's his daughter. Oh my God, I'm gonna save all these.
Yeah, it's crazy to
So
see in how many pictures there were. It's
how,
like,
yeah, and it's the same little girl. It's not someone they claim, again, general. Anyways, so this little girl, I was, so again, describing through her perspective, I was looking through her eyes, and all of a sudden, I was inside a underground base somewhere near North Pole. Very near, okay? And it was hidden. Okay, no one knew about it, and there was hundreds of men there that were, you could say, and as I'm reading the World Fair, they talk about a republic, the republic, like Star Wars, they talk about the republic. So we'll figure out what's that about in that new series I'll be starting. I'll go get the book now. So this series is going to be available though under the public, okay? So we'll save the really sensitive divine juicy stuff for you all here. So this is the World Fair's exposition. As I was going through, they talked about the Republic. And it's is yeah, like I said, so it's quite detailed, and I'm excited to be going into who are the Republic. Now we know that there was some kind of Republic who made a lot of these Tartarian buildings, if or they were already there. And I think they're the original kind of amendments, right? The First Amendment or the freedom of speech, the freedom, you know, to bear arms, and the freedom of property. Like, you're not supposed to have property tax. That's actually illegal because you're not supposed to be paying property taxes according to the amendments. So all of these amendments, right?
Oh,
So,
Rora, that makes sense
yeah.
to the Republic, because in the Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic for which it stands,
Stands. So that is what's supposed to be
or
positive. That was supposed to be positive, for on the nation under God and liberty or something. I can't remember, right? So, oh, I forgot about that. So, who is the Republic? We're gonna figure out the details, you all. This is not a small book. This is a galactic soul history book, you all. Book one. It's 630 something pages. It is detailed. So, it's gonna be some time reading all that for you all if we took 4 episodes to finish The Last American, which was like 40 pages or something like that. So we're gonna have a lot of fun with this series, but this is gonna be good intro to figuring out the Republic, because I do feel that Adolf Hitler and the Republic was part of this Republic in some way. But back to the little girl. But back to, oh yeah, the little girl. So seeing through her eyes, she's in the bunker, okay, and she's playing with a little boy. So, okay, we'll look into these details, but she was playing with a little boy who was really close to her. And they're just kind of goofing around. They're like hiding, like they're like playing hiding go seek, right? And the men are really respectful towards her. And they're whisper, oh, and also the men have high advanced technology, you all, like Tartarian technology. They had computers. It wasn't, was it like, I think they said it was like the 1990s or 1980s or something when the computer was developed and it was like this big old box. No, back in Adolf Hitler's time, they had computers and they were advanced computers. It was systems. So there was men behind computers and she was going around kind of just kind of like running around. And then the men were looking at each other and they were saying, "That's the Fuhrer's daughter." And that's where I woke up from the dream. And I'm like, what just happened? I'm freaking out. I'm like, hold on. And I remember the feelings that this little girl had for her father. She was intuitive, she was a seer. Again, she was a child. You know how star children are, right? And especially during that time, they were like alternating to a fourth dimensional or ending towards the end of the fourth dimensional state of the end of Tartaria. So basically, this war ended Tartaria. It concludes Tartaria's civilization.